today's episode of Totally Broken Opinions. This week's episode is Invincible Season 2 Part 2, our continuation of Part 2 Season 2 Part 1.
I don't know why, but every time I have to watch Invincible, I never want to watch it. But then when I do watch it, I'm glad I have. And it keeps happening every time.
I kept forgetting it came out, mainly because I didn't realize it came out. And then I was like, oh shit, yeah, it came out. And then it was like, oh yeah, I wanted to watch this. But my problem is with Invincible, for some odd reason, when I watch it, the frame rate can't keep up with my TV, so I get stuttering.
Oh, right. Bad.
And I don't know why, because it happens with no... But the thing is, I think Amazon's streaming service is just shit for some reason, because I get no stuttering on any other program, no animation, no nothing. Everything else runs fine. But I was watching Roadhouse, new Jake Gyllenhaal remake of the movie, and you get weird green flickering on the screen whenever I watch something on Amazon. No other streaming service gives me that. No other thing gives me that. So I think Amazon's streaming service just frame rate caps my fucking internet so bad that it just can't handle anything trying to be streamed at like 4K. So I don't know why, but yeah, so I have to watch this show with like weird stuttering, and like then watch anything else and it's like, oh yeah, you get weird green flickering every now and again, and it's like, oh, it's always at the pivotal scenes, and it's just like, fuck's sake. But yeah, overall I was okay with this last four episodes.
I have mixed feelings about it. There was definitely good moments in all the episodes, but...
Ooh. I think the last episode ends very strongly.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also feel like it's hindered by the fact that it's a part two of a part one.
Yeah, this show should never have been split.
Split, yeah.
It's really hindered it, because you just left two half seasons that... It all just felt a bit mismatched. Like, everything was just a bit... Like,
well, you introduce your main villain in the first part of season one, and then he doesn't come back until the end of the season.
Yeah.
And then you have a lot of, like, relationship stuff that then doesn't get resolved until the next season. And it's kind of like, it just kind of happened. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, this stuff. Then you get introduced to a character that was in season one, and then you're like, oh, that guy again. Oh, yeah, I remember him. And then you're like, wait, what? And then it's just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the jock guy who gets transformed into a mutant guy.
Yeah, no, and about that guy, Nick. Is it?
Oh yeah, full spoilers ahead.
Full spoilers, yes. Yeah, so I don't know. Where do we start with this?
Let's start with everyone's favorite thing: relationships. There's some.
Yeah, this was painful. I can't lie; it was drawn out way too much, because it was obvious from the get go what was going to happen.
Well, yeah, they were never going to stay together.
I think it was obvious from season one.
Yeah.
But it felt all
I liked their relationship. I did like their relationship, but it is just kind of like, oh, yeah, no. We know she's not super. I always kind of suspected that she might get superpowers, but then I was kind of like, no, that doesn't suit her character. She wouldn't like that, so they wouldn't give her powers.
I think what would have worked better is if they focus on Amber and Mark on the first half. And that was contained within the first half of the first part, instead of it kind of just being drawn out over two parts, because it didn't need to be.
Like, there was more of the sex episode where all the alien and the guy...
That episode just didn't need to exist. It was like the shittest episode of like, the show.
It was alright. It was fine.
It was fine.
It was fun to see Alan the alien get down and dirty with a tentacle lady that they cut away from, and then cut back to Mark and Amber, who are maybe or maybe not having sex, and then bam, it's another story or something.
Yeah.
It was alright. But no, I think my biggest issue with it was that when Mark goes to the other dimension and then everyone comes back to save him, it's like Adam Eve goes, Mark, I've loved you forever. Please just tell her that you love her. And it's like, that is not a good way to start a relationship, is to
also
put so much pressure.
That's like
on the guy.
Less than a day after he broke up with Amber.
Yeah, I know.
It's like the weirdest, like he's still gonna love Amber.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I've just broken up with my girlfriend because we can't be together because she's in constant danger. I've now just killed a guy for the first time ever, in self-defense, basically, but I'm having a mental crisis about this. And it's just like, look, fuck you. I want to bang you in the past. Go and bang me. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was how the relationship was maybe good. And so he's now got that in the back of his mind.
Yeah.
And it's also like, he now knows that she wants to fuck him, so he's got all the power. And I always find that dynamic really weird.
Thing is, it wouldn't have been that bad. I genuinely think the weirdest thing about it is that you just broke up with Amber. Because the thing is, if he did break up with Amber, let's say they broke up just before he went to space, because that would have been like a good opportunity to do it anyway.
Yeah.
It's going for 2 months. Like, in college time, that's a long time. And,
I don't know. I never went to college.
Well, I never died, but you still, or uni, but... You can kind of get the sense of it. It's like, you know, 2 months... You're missing two months of lectures as well.
For a school relationship, that's like years.
Yeah, exactly. So that would have been a good time to end it there anyway. And they've already been sort of having problems with anyway for ages for him just going off. So that would have been just a good time. But then you could have just had him being even more miserable when he's seen his father. And then that would have even worked better for more pent-up anger and aggression.
And his dad was getting more pussy now.
Yeah. So that would have worked better in, I think, every sense of the word.
I imagine this is what the comic book is like, though, so they have to kind of adhere to that. But then
they
sometimes
don't have
they
to, do they?
No, I know, they always have to, they could change it, I don't know. Like, but Boys isn't adherent to the comics, and it's similar story stuff, like, in terms of violence and all of that, so.
Yeah, I would have kept Levy in just the second half, to be honest. Maybe have I don't know, no, just, yeah, just keep, literally just keep Levy the second fucking half of the thing. It doesn't need to be there. And maybe just keep all of Nolan's stuff the first half. You know, there's not, you don't need to... It's just having two parts really fucked up. Because it was kind of like the two halves were technically four parts and all split into two, and then the two parts were then in each part. Whereas instead of just containing the story and making it a bit more linear, it just felt a bit all over the place.
Yeah, I would have had the episode where... What's the guy who... Donald's has his reveal where he's an exoskeleton alien thing, and then he goes and talks that guy down from the ledge.
Yeah, well, half on the same episode. Why is that not on the same episode? It doesn't make sense for it not to be in the same episode.
Yeah, I would have pushed that earlier, so that you get all of that, and then you get to see, like, because that's closer then to, like, at the beginning of the season, not, like, midway through the season, because it's like, oh, yeah, okay, Donald's dealing with that, and then he gets his revelation and stuff like that. I get you want to have the cliffhanger ending, but I also don't think that character, like, I know people like that character, but I also think that it's just better if you just had, that the next episode rather than I think there's another two episodes between it.
Yeah,
also, yeah, it just felt weird. I liked, because we talked negative, let's talk something positive. I liked the action in this season, or this part. I think it was good.
I think I quite like the invasion, the Martian invasion sequence.
Yeah, where they're just getting swarmed constantly by the aliens.
Yeah, and the lizard sequence is kind of cool at the same time. However, I don't know. I don't want to be negative. The lizard sequence doesn't sit well with me.
Why so?
Mainly because Rex lives. Why the fuck does he live?
Because they got to redeem the scumbag.
But it's never really explained how he lives.
He gets shot in the brain and he's got the sheer willpower.
What the fuck? He got shot in the head. How the fuck is he alive?
You can survive being shot in the brain, Dan. People do it all the time.
It's so fucking stupid.
No, there's real life cases. There's the Kingsman's part two where...
That's not a real life case.
I know, but I'm just saying it's fictional and you get that.
I know
and no one like that.
It's fictional,
but
it doesn't make sense. At least in the Kingsman, they actually give it a logical reason.
They have this insane tech. Like, he... I know he's...
He got up immediately after being shot in the head. At least
he has adrenaline.
He got shot in the head.
There are people who have survived being shot in the head, Dan.
Not when it goes straight through the head. Like that.
It goes to the side. It blows out his eye.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It doesn't go through all of his brain. Most of his brain's still intact, Dan.
I don't know. It doesn't sit well with me. And also,
it's a cartoon as well. Get over it.
But also, all of them live. The three people who were, like, supposedly dying in that sequence, they don't fucking live.
Duplicate girl makes sense because she had a secret duplicate, that one. I don't get how the one who got eaten survived. But they do say all of her bones in her body are broken, and Rex does kill him immediately after she is supposedly eaten, so...
I don't know. I prefer it if they just kill off characters. There's so many fucking characters in that show. The whole fucking Guardians and all shit.
Okay.
I have no idea who half even are.
In 1987, at the age of 14, Ahad was shot in the head at work when his employer allegedly locked a firearm to the floor. After a 5-hour operation, doctors were amazed when he attempted to speak. The bullet destroyed brain tissue and damaged half of his skull, but the skin of his scalp survived. There's one. Yes, people have survived being shot in the head. A toddler survived self-inflicted gunshot to head.
It's not a fucking...
There's a lot of... Yeah? You don't think a baby hasn't got less adrenaline than a fucking ramped up, like, 20-something-year-old? Get over yourself, Dan. People can survive being shot in the head. Oh, and this guy's got superpowers. He's got super healing.
Does he? No, he doesn't.
No. He's got... I'm just saying, superheroes tend to just have, like, a minor self-healing thing, regardless of who they are, because they will see...
He literally explains... No, he doesn't. He even says that in the fucking episode. He's like, oh, I wish I had self-healing like you did. Fuck off.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, people have survived without superheroes, Dan. Get over yourself. But I know you're in a bad mood because you got a drive
fuck off.
Ticket.
But it's shit anyway. It's shit storytelling.
No, it's not. People can survive.
Anyway, I like the fucking cephalopod thing. That's kind of cool.
The what pod?
I don't know. They're called cephalopods, are they? I don't know. Or sequins, whatever. Sequins. The starfish the things.
Yeah, those things, yeah. I can't remember what their name were. Yeah, they were cool. I like that they fucked up and just he gets infected again.
That's quite funny, actually. But at the same time, I'm pissed off. I start complaining. But I'm pissed off it doesn't get resolved in this season. I understand the plot threads, but fuck off.
Well, you wanted the beginning of season 3 to be, he spits up in the sink and go. Because you'd forget who that character was by that point. I forgot who
conclude
that
it in the same season.
No, because you've got to have, what, the big sequid alien invasion for the next season.
You could just have it, like, just delay it by 3 episodes and then have it come back. Why are you waiting a whole other season?
Because drama, Dan. Stop just putting your negative attitude onto this show. This is called storytelling. You got to set up plot threads for season 3. Not everything has to be resolved in one season, Dan. That's called storytelling.
Plot threads should at least get resolved.
This one did, and then they have the continuation. You're not going to have a fucking army again, Dan. You got to have that for the next season. When everyone's
I'm just saying,
tip-top super
I'm gonna, next season, I'm going to forget who this guy fucking is. Like I did all the other fucking guys of the last season that came back this season.
I did forget who the boyfriend of... or potential boyfriend? I don't know what their relationship is. He does seem to be, like, in a relationship with him, but, like, I don't know.
Also, that apparently the guy who killed his boyfriend is now working for the government.
That I understand.
I understand it, but was it ever explained anywhere? He just turned up, from as far as I'm aware.
It makes sense. No, because, what's-his-face uses the things in to fight Nolan in season 1. Because when Nolan's on his rampage, they send in the beefed up mutant guys with the things because Mark defeated him and has control of them. So where do you think they came from? That guy was working, but it's never stated. It's implied. I just don't think it's ever stated.
All right, let's go somewhere I do like. The moment when the names, the V people,
Viltrumites.
Yeah, that when that woman comes down
and beats the shit out of him.
Yeah, because she tries to recruit him, and then
Mark doesn't give up.
And Cecil literally just goes, just say you'll do it, just say it, and he
Mark's
refuses.
Stupid with soul, and then he gets thrown for a boat.
But then it makes quite a smart play. I don't know if it's luck or cleverness.
They need him alive for some reason.
Yeah.
I like that. What else did I like? I liked the fact that on the last episode, it's something stupid that I noticed. All three of Mark's, Nolan, his mum, and Mark, when they're beaten up, all of their right eyes are puffy.
Yeah.
I don't know why that I noticed it, but I was just like looking at it and I was going, oh, every single one of them has a puffy right eye. And I think that's to unify them as a family. And they're all going through hardship together.
It might well be, to be fair. It might well be.
I'm sure that's some... I'm sure that is an intentional choice. I don't think the animators just got lazy and decided to paste. Because it's different puffiness. So.
Yeah.
I did like the moment where the dude breaks the mum's arm. And I was like, ooh, that is bad. You're going to get beaten the shit out of for that.
Yeah, that guy. Oh, Levy, I don't...
I think his story arc is too spread thin for it to be impactful.
Yeah, because the thing is, you only really see glimpses of his past, and it's never really...
Well, he's in the first episode of season 1, isn't he?
You never really get where he's coming from. Like, you can kind of... You understand that, you know, Invincible's bad in the other ones, and he wants to stop, you know, that from happening in other worlds. But you never really understand, like, why does he hate Invincible so much?
because Invincible and his dad destroyed every other timeline.
No, but mate, in terms of then, his, like, you get it in the last episode because you see his backstory and you see, like, you know, him murdering his child and all that. But you don't see that in
previously.
And his wife, yeah, but you don't see that previously. That should have been shown probably before.
No, you do, because you see.
I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure you don't.
In the first episode, it's introduces him with Mark and his dad coming down and killing a whole bunch of people around him. He then gets transported away to finding all the other versions of himself. And then the reason why this version hates this Invincible is because this Invincible was trying... I think the misunderstanding was that Mark goes in to try and rescue the guy, but it turns out the guy is working with those twin clone people, and then a bunch of the other ones start beating the shit out of Mark, and then the other guy says he doesn't want his world built on blood, so he tries to save Invincible by taking off the helmet explodes, scarring the cunt, and then, that messes up his head and he thinks Invincible's still evil from that. And then because Mark says that he was trying to help him, it throws out his mind and he gets a bit wacky again. Like, no, I'm justified in killing you because you're evil, but why would I try and save you? I didn't try and save you. That sort of bullshit. I think that was what they were trying to go for. But it doesn't work because it was a season part one before. I think if it was one solid season, you would have remembered more of that plot line and it would have worked better. But because they split it, it got so warped in terms of time, you're just like, mm. I reckon if I watched this again as one whole season, I think I'd enjoy it a bit more. But
yeah, I can definitely see watching it as one complete season, but I still think splitting it into that they just jumbled up the storylines just a little bit too much. Other things I liked about talk about this fight scene when Mark kills him and then he goes through that sort of mental crisis of him first killing somebody.
Yeah, I mean, that's very well done.
You can just see him how much he's hurting constantly, and you know, you see it right towards,
like, he immediately goes into self-justification, but then he can't self-justificate it, and it's just like and you just see the shakiness of his hands with the blood. I like that.
Yeah, and it makes him more human. You know, more human side of things. And you can kind of see definitely why he's different from all the other Invincibles that took over the world.
Because as his mum says, I raised that boy right.
Yeah. And
I raised my son.
The way he got rescued, I think is fine. It's fine.
I know they had to justify it because they were like, oh yeah, it took us 25 years to... Because we knew that there was a plot. It took us 25 years to find that point. And they had technology and all of that. So the world that they come from. I was just surprised some of those characters still lived. But then it turned out it's Rex in the suit.
Yeah, it was Rex, yeah. Yeah. It's another thing about Rex and Rudy, because isn't he like...
Well, Rex...
the same DNA.
The robot... Yeah, it's a clone.
Yeah.
So I get that it looks... But I don't know why they called him Rex.
Don't know, maybe. Maybe.
So I guess... But then the little girl who turns into the big monster is still alive, I guess. So yeah. She must be a baby at that point. Unless he found the cure, which he's been trying to do. I like their little relationship. I still find it weird. But I did like the fact that he's so problem-solvy and she doesn't want the problem to be solved because she just wants to live, I guess. And she doesn't want to be seen as a problem.
Yeah, I can understand that. But also, like, she just whine about it. She just whine about it.
She's a 23 or something year old trapped in a 16 year old's body, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how old. 12? I don't know. Because I can't remember what the time parameter for each time she changes is. I can't remember if it's like a day out of her life or something like that. Or maybe a month. I can't remember what it is.
I think day sounds right.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Anyway, well, saying, oh yeah, the only thing I didn't really like about that was... They said they don't like how you become, like, implying how Mark still becomes bad.
Yeah, but it's the Superman thing. It's like, oh, you kill the love of my life and I suddenly turn on the dime and I hate humanity. I never seem to like that argument because it's like, oh yeah, if you kill Lois Lane, Superman will just switch and kill everyone. It's like...
That sounds kind of Homelander, to be honest.
Yeah, it's just like... Really? That's not a really good... That just means he hates humanity and he only loves one... He's just horny.
Yeah.
Like, it just means Superman's real horny, so we just need to get him horned up and get someone else to fuck an alien.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, I know...
I don't know. Maybe when they said it, they mean he just becomes like someone, not like vengeful, but just someone who just doesn't care anymore.
Maybe he just becomes a Redditor and sits on the internet just complaining all day about maybe. Parking tickets.
If they mean he becomes evil, I'm not a fan of that, because I think it works better as him being good from like his parents' and his upbringing or like this universe, whatever.
One of his parents' his upbringing.
Yeah.
One of his parents wanted him. Well, one of his parents is just finally understanding the wrongness of their ways.
Alan is also back as well.
Yeah, he gets to have a little punch on and pretends to be a weakling and then get captured.
Someone else who didn't die. Just what I want to add.
That's because the Viltrumite guy who's the secret boss leader went, I'm going to kill you if you don't become stronger. And the only way to make you stronger is if you die. That's an alien, though, Dan. You can't say that that guy wouldn't survive being shot in the brain. You don't know what alien goop is in that head. His heart, his brain might be in his stomach.
Maybe.
Seeing as he gets punched in the face and his eyeball comes out and he didn't die.
My problem with it, right, isn't that, I know, people just come back to life.
Is there's no stakes?
There is. If you just keep bringing back people back to life, it ruins it.
It's the Marvel effect.
Stop bringing him back to life.
Marvel comes back, and then, like, how many times has Nick Fury died in Marvel? And then his one TV show where you get to highlight him is like, it's shit.
Just let characters die. You've got so many to choose from.
I'm not opposed to it. Like, I think if you can justify a death and it works thematic, like, story wise, and, like, I got annoyed by how many times Loki came back. Yeah. I didn't necessarily, but like, I think they did kind of justify it a couple times. I think some of the times they don't justify it. I still think it's weird that in Loki, the way that he gets his quick character development, because they wanted to get him to the point where he was Infinity War, is it's a slideshow.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Loki, you're a really narcissistic asshole in this timeline because you haven't had any character development. How do we get your character development? Watch this slideshow of all of your highlights from another timeline that isn't you, because that didn't happen to you. You're going to completely become that character now. I still find that weird. I didn't think that was great justification. I think that should have happened during the show. But whatever. Who am I? I'm not a script writer. I don't use ChatGPT to write my scripts. What else happens? Oh, I liked the Immortals' sad story arc. I think he should have continued to stay sad, but I did like that he became sad.
To be fair, I can understand why that man not dying. Well, yeah, the only man is called Immortal.
Well, the other guy is called Invincible Dan, so he shouldn't be able to be killed in the first place.
Well, that's fine. Invincible doesn't die anyway. I mean,
know yet, Dan. We haven't watched season 3.
He's not dying. I guess maybe that's what the show's called Invincible, because not just him, everyone's fucking invincible.
Yeah. But yeah, I did like their relationship with the multi-duplicate or whatever her name is. Because I like that she's basically been killed hundreds and millions of times, because every time she splits, she gets killed. And then it's like, oh yeah, she is the only person who can understand the torment that I have been through, as I've died billions of times.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh yeah, she was the one person. I've never felt sad or anything about other people. And then it's just like, no, I shared something with this person. I like that. And then he gets his little happy moment where she comes back and it's like, yeah, I had one secretly stashed away that no one knew about.
Yeah, but if she comes back now and starts fighting again, because the thing is, okay, it's fine. Everyone thinks she's dead. I want that to be the end of her story arc.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
Because, okay, maybe I'm a bit salty by no one dying, but at least end that story arc now. Or maybe end Immortal and end Kate. They got the happy ending together. Now fuck off and talk about something else.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm happy with that. What do we think about Viltrumite custom, where you have to be at tip-top shape before you get executed?
And then beats them up anyway.
Beat the shit out of you, because bruises or something don't count. I can't remember what the justification was.
Honestly, it's so... Oh, I want to like this show, but there's so many things that don't make any fucking sense. Like, why is that the rule? The only reason it's a rule is so he can come back in the future.
No, I like the rule of, you've got to... Like, they want to kill them at the peak. We don't want them weakened. I like... That suits the Viltrumite. Like, you got to kill it at its height. Like, it's fully thing. I thought the justification was they wanted him to suffer, so they keep beating the shit out of him and extending his thing. Because normally they just kill someone at their highest peak.
I think that just... I thought it was like the prison's everything. They call it execution, but it's not really execution. It's just making them suffer. It's like there's more of an execution as a Viltrumite rather than execution as a person. I think that sounds quite cool. But just saying, oh no, we can only kill you if you're in tip-top condition, and we've got to transport you back to your home world or something. To me, that's fucking bullshit.
I don't think they were transporting him back to their home. I don't remember. Did you like the Spider-Man reference?
And Batman.
Yeah, and Batman. We don't see Batman, but we do see a Spider-Man. And apparently it's voiced by one of the people who did an animated Spider-Man. So,
oh, really?
There's your little Easter egg.
He also implies that the multiverse is getting out of hand for the Spider as well, because of the Spider-Verse.
Because of Into the Spider-Verse and Across the Spider-Verse and all of that. Fun fact, I did watch the short that Sony did with Spider-Verse. I think it was called...
It's like a spider short or something, however.
Yeah, it was some spider. It was like 7 minutes long. Like 2 minutes of that was just Sony credits and intro, so it's like 5 minutes, and it's just Miles Morales dealing with anxiety. I thought it was all right. It wasn't anything special. But I did like it. I think it was for some mental health awareness thing, for a charity campaign fund. But yeah, it was all right.
So apparently it's Agent Spider is the Spider-Man scene.
Yeah, and I like that he just jokes that, there's a guy with big tentacle arms. That's the bad guy, not me. It's just like, yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big dildo on his head as well for some reason. Just weird.
What else happened? What else in the second half?
The bit where Amber gets chokeholded by the Viltrumite lady before the fight.
Ooh, yeah.
I like that. I really just expected her to just snap her neck and then Mark never get resolution for the breakup. It would just be like, no, we could have fixed things. We could never have fixed things. I did like her. I did like the fact that she was just like, yeah, no, fuck this. I can't deal with this. I just could have just been snapped like a twig. And I will never feel safe if I'm with you. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's justification. Because I can be used as leverage. It's the Spider-Man conundrum. You have to be alone because you can't protect them. So you have to be a vigilant, silent protagonist. Unless you date someone with superpowers, and then you can both kind of beat the shit out of someone else. I did like the fact that lady just absolutely destroyed that kaiju.
Yeah, one bullet to the brain, gone.
And Cecil's just like, okay, yeah, fuck it. That, yeah. Okay, respect.
Which like, make I don't like the baby.
Oliver. Oh, baby brother.
Yeah, Oliver.
Oliver. I was expecting Oliver to beat up the Angstrom.
Yeah, I was expecting it too.
But I think it's better that they didn't. I would have been like, yeah.
No, baby yeah, it definitely.
I'm glad they make it Mark kills him and Mark is then absolutely traumatized. Whereas baby killing him, it would have been just like Jack-Jack in the Invincibles.
They could have done something though. They could have done like a small thing.
I was expecting him to have something, but I guess the Viltrumite bit hasn't kicked in yet, and it's just that weird bug thing, which is all squishy and can't do anything.
Also can't eat food.
Can't eat human food.
Yeah, that's
how can't eat something, but I don't know. We haven't got anything on the planet that they can eat yet. So that must be good, because that means the baby won't be shitting, so she doesn't have to change nappies. What else happened?
There's the last episode. There's the tomb. The two and
oh yeah, that random tomb setup that I can't remember if that was set up in the previous episode.
I don't remember that ever being set up.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Yeah, I was really confused about that because I could not tell you. I thought that was going to be like some like I don't know, but yeah, just kind of they find a tomb. I like the little sexist joke. It's like, I can only inhabit a dude. And they're like, well, that's sexist.
Yeah.
It's like, because it's just two women there. And it's just like, oh, yeah, no, fuck, dude. Just get over yourself. And then I think he just explodes out into the world. I don't know what happened. I'm sure that's going to be a big bad for season three. But kind of weirdly placed. It's just like, oh, yeah, you could have just had that at the beginning of season three if you're going to do it. I'm sure that must have been set up in a previous episode. If not, but ooh, I just don't remember it.
The books. Nolan's books about Nolan about the Viltrumite's weaknesses.
Oh, yeah. I did like that. I'm sure that's going to...
I think it's very cool. That's a cool idea that, you know, to hide it in the books. But I also don't understand why would he have left books about Viltrumite's weaknesses if he's working for the Viltrumite Empire?
I don't think he intentionally left him as like a weakness thing, because I think he was just writing books as like entertainment. But I think you write books based on your experiences, so he was just writing them. And then when he decided to betray the Empire, he realized, oh yeah, no, I wrote books with weaknesses. And I don't think it was an intentional thing until after the fact. I look forward to someone wielding a gun that can just shoot through a bunch of pings, and then them somehow going to a planet where there's a bunch of dudes with super tough bodies, and somehow getting them to go to a gravity where the gravity's super strong against them. So that'll be fun. And then I think there was a third one.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, though. I wish the lizards had more things to do.
Yeah, well, they're dead now, so...
Yeah, but it's like, it really built up as a lot bigger thing, and they just died by Rex, basically.
You just don't like Rex, do you?
Huh?
You just don't like Rex.
No, it's fine, but...
You're just pissed that Rex was the hero, and you don't have any justification to hate him anymore.
What do you mean?
Saved the day.
I never hate him. I'm just saying that why, you know, how much more impactful would it have been if the lizard people actually did kill Rex?
I don't know. I was surprised. I'm not justifying it. I just find it funny how mad you are about it.
Oh, I was just, you know, pent-up progression.
I always just find it funny when people get mad that comic book characters come back to life, like it doesn't happen in every single thing. Like, oh yeah, it cheapens deaths. I'm like,
I think that one just pissed me off because there wasn't any justification.
There was justification. People can be shot in the head, Dan. I've told you multiple times.
You can't.
That guy from 1987.
It's not fucking just... Oh, God. I save my breath. There's no point. Save my breath.
It really isn't. I'm very stubborn.
Yeah.
No, I do agree with you. I would have preferred that all of them were dead and they come back after their heroic mission in space to realize that the Earth is now weakened because it's lost three of its guardians.
The thing is, right, if Rex, you know, let's say hypothetically, all three of them died during the lizard invasion. You know, died. I wouldn't mind then if Kate comes back later on for Invincible, Immortal, because it would have been like, oh, that makes sense, and it kind of softens the blow a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think just having all three of them survive...
I think the shrinky lady should have died, because I didn't really even know about her. I don't even know her name. Shrinky lady? Shrinky Ray, I guess. Shrinking Ray? I'm just looking at the name right now, and I'm like, cool. Oh, they could have called her Shrink Ray. Get it? Rather than Shrinking Ray? Oh, the terrible name.
That's so shit.
But yeah, I don't know why she somehow lived, because she got bitten in half, but... Yeah, that one I find more annoying than Rex. Because I was thinking, because they're doing the Ant-Man crawls up Thanos' butthole and then bursts out.
Or termite.
Or termite. But they're doing the actual version of what would happen is if you went inside someone's body who was tough on the outside and inside, you just get crushed on the inside.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't have enough mass to grow quickly enough to be able to break through, like, internal organ, like, stretching before your body gets crushed itself. So, I like that. But then it was just like, oh, yeah, she somehow lived. That one annoyed me more than Rex. Because I, as I know, Dan, people can get shot in the head and live.
Fuck off!
Thing
is, it's not even that he survived. It's that he just got up immediately afterwards. That's even more
It's
annoying.
Adrenaline!
No!
Yes! It's like when mothers pick up cars because their babies are in danger.
Well, mothers aren't shot in the fucking head, are they?
I reckon if a babe... I'll send you the Cyanide and Happiness Mega Mom compilation where it's she throws her baby into danger so she gets superpowers and beat the shit up of people.
I think that pretty much covers it. Right? I don't think there's anything else. I mean, there's only four episodes. There's not much to talk about.
Yeah, I'd agree. I enjoyed it. I do think it struggled because it was a part two. And I think if I'd watched it all in one big go, I would have enjoyed it a bit more. Because it was a good couple of months between seasons.
Yeah.
Because when did the last one? November 24th to March 14th. So December, January, February. So about 4 months. Basically, between seasons.
There's a long time.
And there's been a lot of stuff between there. I had to watch Aquaman 2, which I fell asleep with. I had to watch Madame Web. I had to watch Godzilla X Kong New Empire. I had to watch other stuff. There's a lot of stuff between seasons, and I think that just hindered it. Don't get me wrong, I think it overall, I'd say this season was weaker than the first season, but I think that's just because of the release schedule. I think if I'd watched this back to back and it would have all just been good, I think it would have still been weaker, but not as weak.
Do you know on review websites, the second season's got better reviews?
I can see that.
I'm also saying, but... Lita Battle Angel had good reviews. So make up, you know, your mind on what review websites say.
True. Wasn't Justice League Zack Snyder's Justice League well-reviewed?
Yeah.
Wasn't Batman v Superman well-reviewed by audiences? Audiences just don't know what the fuck they want.
That's true. That is true.
Also, Rotten Tomatoes is a terrible score aggregate. I've explained this many times. Bad.
No, it was... Alita Battle Angel scored like 7.2, I think, on IMDb.
Oh, they keep threatening a sequel, and I'm so gonna fuck shoot my brains out if that happens. I'm not gonna watch it.
I've not watched it.
I can't remember what I think one of the episodes we said, like, if this podcast gets like 5,000 views or something, I'll watch it if it happens. But that's got to be on the episode. I'm not watching it any other way. Well, I refuse to acknowledge if that movie gets a sequel.
If people want to watch Danny suffer after us to do a podcast episode on Alita Battle Angel 2, then make sure
you want to hear us suffer. Watch our. Listen to our movie commentary where we actually watch it. Fuck. And Dan watches it for the first time and slowly goes, haha, you're so stupid for hating this movie. And then by the end of it, just absolutely wants to kill himself. And I am completely justified in my opinion. I also have a complete list of every reason I hate that I read out during the film. Because I went back to watch it twice so that I could write down everything I hated. Because I was that mad. That I didn't funny. Pay for the movie, by the way, just in case everyone was like, oh, you paid for it twice. No, I had a Cineworld card, which gives you free movies. Like, you pay for, like, two movies and then you get as unlimited movies. So I used that, and then I went and watched better films to justify it. So I didn't pay anything to watch this. And then it was on Disney Plus when we watched it. So I was paying for that already, and I watched better things after, so I justified it. Anyway, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed.
And we'll catch you next
six
time.
6 or 7 out of 10 for season 2.
Oh, 7 out of 10. I said 6 or 7. I'll give it a 6 out of 10. I think the first season probably 8. Yeah, this one's 6 for me.
Yeah, I'd say... I think I gave it an 8 or a 9 the last season. But yeah, 6 or 7. I think just because of the release schedule. I think it really hindered it. Hopefully they learn from that and season 3 is all just one go.
I agree.
And less time between. But then animation takes a long time and I don't want them to rush it.
True.
Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next episode. I don't remember what it is. So
don't think we've decided.
No. Bye.
Goodbye.